This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents Red Sister, Book of the Ancestor, 1, by Mark Lawrence, read by Helen Duff.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Red Class. Prologue. It is important, when killing a nun, to ensure that you bring an army of sufficient size. For Sister Thorn of the Sweet Mercy Convent, Leno Tassis brought 200 men. From the front of the convent, you can see both the northern ice and the southern, but the finer view is out across the plateau and over the narrow lands. On a clear day, the coast may be glimpsed, the Sea of Marne a suggestion in blue. At some point in an achingly long history, a people, now lost to knowledge, had built 1,024 pillars out on the plateau. Corinthian giants, thicker than a thousand-year oak, taller than a long pine. A forest of stone without order or pattern, covering the level ground from flank to flank, so that no spot upon it lay more than 20 yards from a pillar. Sister Thorn waited amid this forest, alone and seeking her centre. Leno's men began to spread out between the columns. Thorn could neither see nor hear her.